When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious.
This podcast is sponsored by Key for Her. To get 20% off your first order, head to keyforher.com and use the code word TIGHT.
I have a new cleaner, lads, called Madonna.
Madonna?
Madonna, would you mind changing the sheets for me?
That's a pod comment.
Are you recording there by any chance? Oh, thanks be to God. Where would you get it?
Madonna.
Yeah, my lovely cleaner is unwell at the moment, and she said she won't be back for a while, but she said, I have a great girl, do you want her? I said, yes, absolutely. Madonna is her name.
So when she's changing the bed sheets, is she voguing all over the place? Does it take her ages?
Strike a pose. Strike a pose. Or I'll say, Madonna, would you mind starting down there?
Madonna. I wonder, is there an Irish person?
Would you mind changing the sheets? You know, would you mind doing the... Madonna. Do it for you. It's great. It's a lovely irony to it.
Madonna. I don't think an Irish child with two Irish parents called Madonna. I don't think we'd have that level of confidence, would we, to call a child?
What do you mean, to call a child Madonna? Madonna. Well, now, what's the worst name? People do call their children extraordinary names.
Yeah, well,
I've heard. Very bad.
I've heard Pocahontas.
That's a joke.
That's real.
It couldn't be.
I think it is. Because my aunt used to work in a children's hospital.
Pocahontas. Wow, that's bad. I thought the worst that I ever heard, and he swore it was true. He swore to me.
Who's this?
Colin Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
Nordy comic who we love.
Yeah.
He swore to me it was true that there was a child called Lasagna.
Lasagna?
Lasagna, come in for your tea.
Lasagna.
It's Lasagna. Lasagna.
Lasagna.
Puglia, come in for your tea.
Penne pasta. Where's this
carbonara?
Plant?
Carbonara. I mean, but people call they're women called Chardonnay, aren't they? Weren't there?
Oh yeah, Chardonnay. Oh, big style. Yeah,
Chardonnay is the name of the UK.
Oh, actually, this reminded me.
What's your name your child after a white wine?
Chardonnay.
Shiraz.
Fuck.
Shiraz sounds like she'd be a bit of crack.
Shiraz, yeah, she would.
Did you ever play that game? You know, when you're naming your children. You play this game.
Mm.
Who's coming to the party? So if you would say, let's say the name was Dawn. Now, if you'd say, who's coming to the party? So if you said Daisy Dawn, you'd go, oh yeah, Daisy's good crack. But if you said Tom Dawn. Mm. No, would you be dying to see Tom Dawn? That's the game.
Okay, yes.
That's the game. You know, you get a bit disappointed by the name doesn't excite you.
Definitely said the name with the
like
second
John Dorn.
Name.
Would that be, would John Dorn, is your father called John now?
No, well, that's my uncle.
Your uncle.
His dad, and he was great crack.
Was he? There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah,
God,
he was
wrong.
Great. Yeah, no.
Okay, well, I'm trying to think something else. Like, what would be Paul Dorn?
Yeah, well, you have to figure out if the name rhymes with something. Because my brothers used to call me Emma Flemmer.
Emma Flemmer?
Flem, yeah, Flem. They used to call
me
Flem.
Right, okay, yeah.
Which isn't, you know, well, it's bad, but it's not like, it doesn't rhyme perfectly.
Yeah,
you know, it's
not
fine.
To rhyme with Deirdre.
Yeah, you see, that's good though.
Yeah.
So people, like people slagging you or whatever.
But D, I am called D, but a lot of people call me. How many times do I need to say the word D there? About 100 times I said it there.
You know, I was at my niece's confirmation on Thursday.
Did that cost you a fortune?
It cost me a few bob because it was her birthday the other week as well. So I was doing the
confo. Tell us this, what's the going rate now for a confirmation?
I put a fifo on the card.
50. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's loads. Like,
and I got her a few.
I hope that is the max.
I think that's what it is.
I hope there are not people. I suppose there will be.
I got her a few Pandora bits though, because it was kind of.
Pandora bits are ridiculous.
Yeah, but it was her birthday and confirmation.
Is it 60 for a Pandora bit?
You could get one for, you could get one for 30.
Where?
In
not
Pandora.
In the Pandora shop.
Oh, yeah, no, in the Pandora shop. You could get a little one.
I used to get them for Holly. Jeez, did my head. I totally resent it.
But then it's handy.
Because you knew it was just a little fad phase and the bracelet would be thrown in a drawer and not worn again.
I know.
I'm very mean, though. I remember a bit mean.
Do you know what she, you know the way they picked their confirmation name? It's all different now. I don't know when the last time you were at a confirmation. So I said I'd go because obviously not
the
working.
Last time I was at a confirmation.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a long time. I don't even remember. Actually, was I at one even since my own? You see, neither of my children are, I was going to say cremated, but that's.
Neither
christened.
Neither.
No Holy Communions, no christened,
my
no Holy
boys
Communions,
aren't
no confirmation.
Either.
Nothing. Oh, look at us.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ella is, because I was so young, I didn't want to be responsible for my granny having a stroke. She's a teenager, she's pregnant. And by the way, she's not baptising the child. I think it just would have been too much.
It would have been too much, yeah.
But I hadn't really made up my mind about things at that point anyway. I was only 18. But the boys aren't. So we haven't done communions with them. And we've gotten through it.
Yeah.
It's been fine.
Good for you.
I don't know how you found it.
You're like literally one of the only other people I've met who hasn't done
all this. What I really want to say to people. Now, obviously, if it's your bag and whatever, completely do it.
Oh, listen, absolutely.
I do think it shouldn't be in the schools. I think we should separate it a bit.
Well, now we're becoming very diverse and multicultural and they're going to have to deal with that. There'll be plenty of people there'll be a good percentage of people of a different religious background now. And you can't be ostracising those children.
No.
Do you know what I mean? That's not okay. So,
and I think most teachers that I've spoken to would prefer if it was outside school, that they, you know, a big chunk of their time wasn't gone.
Totally,
this or whatever.
Totally. It should absolutely go. And but also, well, you see, a good part of all that Christian and Catholicism thing was to get kids into schools.
Yes.
That has to go.
Well, it's gone now because I remember when Joe was starting school, I marched up to the school.
Oh, I can see you. I can see her marching up. Go on. I'd say, they said, here she comes now.
With me form. And it has a bit about the, where were they baptised or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, ready for it. And I was like, well, let me tell you a little something about this. He's not baptised. So what do you say to that? She's like, oh, that's grand. She's like, that's grand.
Oh, you were all defensive before she even said hello.
She was just like, oh, yeah, that's fine. I was like, oh, okay. Thank you. Like, I was like, oh, I thought there was going to be a big to-do.
You were disappointed then, were you?
But Tommy, Joe had a few in his class, so it was fine. But Tommy's the only one in his class, which is kind of annoying.
The only one who's not the communion or whatever.
Yeah.
Right, you might have to stash him a few quid on the day. Because it's only just the money that he's going to be.
It's just the money, yeah.
You see?
And I think...
Does that not tell you exactly why it shouldn't
and maybe
be
if
a
you
thing?
Had, maybe it would be... I might have found it harder if I had two girls and they were into dresses.
Yeah.
You know, I might have found it trickier.
Yeah. And you see, mine did primary school in England. So there's no Holy Communions there. I mean, there is from the Catholic schools, but mine were in a multi-denominational school. So there's no mention of anything.
Yeah.
So they didn't miss out, you know. So that was lucky. That was lovely.
It was nice.
But in England, when by the time they got to sort of sixth class, loads of people are suddenly joining the church and suddenly going to Mass every week because the best secondary schools are the Catholic schools.
Oh.
In a lot of places. So the next thing, they're all get down there quick, get that child baptised, and they're doing it and they're going every week. Isn't that? I could actually never do that.
Strategic.
I know you'd do anything. I know you'd do anything to get your kid into the yes. best school. In fairness, you would. Yeah. So maybe I'm being, I don't mean to be judgmental, but I kind of knew I probably wouldn't stay and we'd leave England for secondary school. But I just don't think I could have done it anyway. Not my nature.
Yeah, to just go for that reason.
Yeah, to just sort of play the game and
show
get them
the
in.
Face.
I think
and
I just couldn't. I could do it like once.
Yeah, I know.
But
there
like
was one
every
big
week
Sunday.
For a couple of years. There's just no. I just couldn't. I wouldn't have the patience.
No.
I'd have to find another way.
But I went to my niece's confirmation just to have a look.
Right.
Because I like to check in just
so
to
was
see.
This last weekend or recently?
This is on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I said, I'll go and have a look, see what they're up to these days.
They're still very long.
Wait, I tell you, 1 hour and 5 minutes.
That's not long.
That's not long.
No, that's...
It was his first gig. It was his first time doing
5 minutes shorter than our shows.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Do you know what I mean?
He's putting in a strong 65 minutes there.
Yeah,
the
so he said it was his first time doing a confirmation. And no, they don't...
Irish priest?
No, he was from China.
Yeah, Chinese.
Lovely guy.
Chinese.
Lovely guy. I'd say if you got him out in the beer, he'd be a bit of crack, but I'd be too hard to get him out in it. But he did say... What
but
did
it's
he
interesting
say?
That that's what crossed your mind. That's yeah, what you were thinking during
yeah,
the confirmation.
Well, I had plenty of time to be thinking about all sorts. They don't, when they do the pledge now.
Oh, the pledge, does the pledge still exist?
It does, but they don't do it at the confirmation. They do it in the service of light.
Come here, remind me of something. Did we all have to take the pledge?
You had to take the pledge.
I don't think I did.
I stood up and took the pledge and I said to my dad,
maybe I did,
can I take it to 16? And he said, no, you're taking it to 18. So I had to stand up. And both my mom and dad were mad for the smokes. So I had to say, I won't smoke or drink until I'm 18.
So you didn't hold to that anyway.
No, broke it that day. My
you
friend,
broke it that day. Good
with
girl.
With Isabel
Good
Brennan.
Girl. She that's it. You just thought, I'm breaking this immediately.
Yeah,
nobody imposing any rules
no.
on me.
We went and robbed a few smokes off her brother and went off to a bush, but we didn't know how to inhale.
Back to the bush.
Back to the bush, the headquarters, yeah. But so they don't do that, but... So they did. They had done that pledge thing already. But what I thought was interesting was, do you remember the... You had
to pick the point of it?
It's shy.
That
it's
is the
filler.
Point of it. Now, we filler. Get these 12-year-olds
children.
To stand up and say, I won't drink. Children who don't know what drink is. They've no understanding of it. We get them to make a pledge now that
we'll
they won't
drink.
We'll
get them to make a pledge that they won't drink.
And is it until you're 18?
It's until you're 18. And
But after this now, there'll be a lovely celebration. You can watch your parents getting
drink.
Hammered.
Exactly.
In the garden.
You can go in
over.
The beer garden.
Yeah, they got the whole house painted so they can invite everyone over and get trolleyed. You sit over there and observe with your little pledge.
It's just crazy.
Nuts.
But they picked the confirmation name. So when I was doing it, it had to be some sort of a holy name. And even when Ella was doing it had to be a holy name. So you'd pick a saint's name. So she picked Blaise.
Is Blaise a saint?
Yeah, Blaise is an ill saint.
Gosh, well done, Ella, for finding a cool name.
So we thought that was great.
Blaise, what's he the saint of? Fires?
I think he's the saint of throats or something, is he?
Throats?
Throats. I don't know. Something. She found him anyway.
There's a saint of throats.
And there's a saint of every nook and crevice.
Is
every
there?
Hole. Yeah,
is there a saint
yeah.
for everything? There's a saint for every hole.
There's a saint for every hole. Eddie, there's probably a saint of the foot. There's all sorts of saints. But my niece, I said to her, oh, what'd you pick for your confirmation name? Because I was saying to her, oh, you should pick Emma. She picked her dog's name.
Which is?
Macy. And I was like, there's no saint Macy.
It's just a big store in New York, Macy.
Yeah, so you can pick whatever name you want now.
Doesn't have to be a saint.
Doesn't have to be a saint.
So what's the point? What is the point? Beyonce? Any Beyoncés? Did you hear any good names?
We didn't hear people's names. I would have had to have gone around and asked all the kids what you're being when you're going.
I remember Eddie Bannon, the same comic who booked my first gig, telling me that he was dared to take the name Elvis back in the day by his mates. And they were think they were going to give him a few quid. So he said, and they said, so what's your name? He said, Elvis. And then your man handed him. Was that when you get the communion or something? I don't know. Did they give you something?
I think
Elvis
they
even,
do a little.
Thanks very much.
I think they do a little something on your head. With a bit of oil or
ashes,
something.
Ashes, is it? I don't know. I'm confused.
Blaise was he's the saint of wool combers, wild animals, candle makers and ailments of the throat.
Mother of divine God. What was the first word you said? This is Blaise now is the saint of?
Woolcomers.
I'm sorry, what's a woolcomber?
I don't know.
The Saint of Woolcomers? Oh, you could have anything.
When you see like pictures of him, he's tending to a small boy's throat.
Does he? Right. Go on, Blaise.
So there could be a saint.
That's what
for
he told
anything.
The judge anyway.
There could be a saint for like.
I was tending to his throat, Your Honour. And they made him a saint. You see?
I know, yeah. And you can't look into these. I think probably what happened was they started looking into the saints, and all the saints kind of have dodgy past. And
the saints have been cancelled.
Yeah, they
Who
have.
Who are the saints who were cancelled?
Oh, there's been a few of them that they've just...
I don't know. Laura, no, producer, see, there, she googled like
very
mad
good at
over
that.
There.
They would have done it quietly. We wouldn't have.
No, but they were cancelled like before anyone, like long before cancelling was a
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
There was a few saints cancelled.
And they'd actually done like bad stuff. They had done bad
stuff. There you go.
Yeah. I don't know.
But... That was anyway, good. There you go. So neither of us have confirmations. You didn't
no, so know. I don't know what I gave her the money for. She didn't have to make her pledge in front of me, and she's called herself after her dog. I mean,
and
that's
she got 50 quid off you and a bit of a Pandora.
Yeah, a few Pandora.
A few.
Yeah, but it was her birthday
Emma.
As well.
Two, I hope.
Yeah.
Two.
But she, like, they're, the no, her that's and nice my aunt, other yeah. niece are mad for the Pandora charms. And I get it. That would
totally
be me
get
and the
it
young
now.
One.
I know. Listen, I bought them it. All over the world. Suppose on my child's bracelet, which is sitting in a drawer.
So at least she's still at
it. And she might take it out and wear it sometime, in fairness. She might.
Maybe. Hmm. But yeah, so... No.
But it's labels. It's back to labels, isn't it? What they
yes,
want.
Yes, it is.
A Pandora bracelet, Pandora charms, Nike runner. You know, it's
yes.
labels. We really didn't have... We were lucky. Oh. Our parents were so lucky.
Sorry now, there was a bit of labels going on in my day. If you rocked up to school in a pair of Penny's runners... That would not go down well.
Right. You see, I was off at the boarding school. There was none of
yeah.
that. None of that. Also, you're 10 years younger.
We weren't too obsessed with, well, all the sports gear.
Yeah, no, I never had it. I never had it as a kid. There was none of that. None of that label stuff.
Oh.
Nope.
That was handy for you, wasn't it?
Mm, very.
But, yeah, so Tommy is in, yeah, no community.
Amazing
no
now, though, with the boys. Like, I mean, literally... Everything has to be Nike. I even got a rap on the hand for buying Mackenzie, which is one of the cheaper labels. Loads of Mackenzie gear. If you go into JD Sport and you're buying stuff for the boys.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of different labels. But now there's only a few that will do. Mother of God, I'm not able. I'm like, this is insane.
We need to get this
marketing,
child a job.
The madness, the manipulation.
We get him a job. Could
well,
we
I don't know. But really what we need to all do is cop on and stop buying into it. We're all buying into it. And I'm going to, don't you see those tracksuit bottoms that are 70 quid? They're no different than those ones over there.
Yeah, and he's still growing.
Yeah. Well,
can't be having
yeah, them in 5 minutes. Anyway, I sound like a fucking owl now. I've got to stop. It's unbearable.
Are you a frequent user of technology? Do you want to know more about how this stuff works? And do you sometimes think tech developments are pointless?
Well, you're not wrong.
Yep. And while some of it is scary and some of it's impressive, lots of tech is just tech for tech's sake.
Hey, that's the name of our podcast.
That's right. For Tech's Sake is a podcast featuring me, Elaine Burke.
And me, Jenny Jarmody.
And as tech journalists, we've been writing about tech for a long time.
And now we're talking about the tech you use or hear about on the news.
And helping you understand what's going on.
We're not going to tell you that tech is going to fix your life.
And we're not going to tell you it will kill us all either.
We'll just help you peek under the hood and see for yourself the good parts, the bad parts, and everything in between.
And each episode will feature an expert to help us learn more.
So if you want to know what's the crack with AI,
or how your data can be used and abused,
or how to have a healthier relationship with technology,
then tune in every fortnight for new episodes from us.
For Tech's Sake is a co-production from Silicon Republic and the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And just to mention our sponsors, Key for Her, I know we've been going on a lot about perimenopause and menopause, which their supplements are amazing for, but they also have, if you have a teenager who might be doing exams or anything like that, they've got all the supplements for PMS as well.
Yes,
they?
For your menstrual cycle. So you don't
Your mental cycle.
You don't want it to be a mental cycle. You want it just to be
a menstrual cycle
and to be able to get through it without losing your mind.
Yeah, so they make all that gear as well. So check them out.
Code
for her and our code to get the
20%
off is tight.
I was in the pavilion in Dunleary on Friday.
Oh my God, you never even texted me to say I'm in Dunleary. You knew I was off somewhere else.
I knew you'd be off somewhere else.
Yeah. Isn't that hopeless now? You were in my neck of the woods.
Yeah, so that was lovely. And then I was in Cork on Saturday.
In the Everyman?
Sold out.
Good woman.
So I was
there
last year.
Such a nice room, isn't it?
Yeah. I was there last year. Yeah. It was great. Like, it was up into
one of my favourites.
But this was the first time selling it out. So for me, being a dope going to Cork, I was delighted.
That is awesome. That's like a big room.
I was really happy.
Yeah, of course you were.
Oh my God, can I tell you this? What happened?
Yes, please.
So,
I mean, if it's funny.
No, it is. So I understand that, you know, the way, like, if you're from Dublin, more people in Dublin are going to know you. And, you know, your local gigs are different to outside of Dublin.
Yeah.
You know, as I'm coming up, as I'm trying to make my name in Ireland, and I'm chatting to one woman. I know this sounded very fucking dramatic.
Go on,
anyway,
get it.
As I'm gigging, there's one woman in the audience who, right, so what happened was I went to Hillbilly's for my dinner across the road. Across the road.
Hillbilly's is across the road from the Everyman.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Takeaway.
Oh.
And I said,
down in a fancy restaurant.
No, no, I see.
I do nice food. We're going to have to talk about this. I try to do nice food. A glass of wine.
I just want quick. I want to eat by myself. I just hood up. Yeah.
That now depends on the company now, you see.
Did you have Kyla with
you on Saturday?
I had Kyla with me on Saturday and Friday.
But did you not want to go for nice food with Kyla?
I just, the food to me, it needs to be just messy and it's like I need to like have the food and then I can relax.
Right.
It's like
I know what you mean. And I think I've just done so much of that fast food that I'm just like, okay, I cannot do 70 plus to 100 dates on the road and have fast food every time.
I know.
It's just too much.
I know.
Just
sometimes I do have the nice food and all that, but I'm usually quite happy just to get something quick.
Okay.
By myself.
I didn't really mean to go into that.
So I'm leaving and I'm chatting to the girls at the box office.
Hillbilly's.
And I'm saying, I'm just going to go and get me dinner and Hillbilly's, I'll be back. And then one of the girls says to me, just be careful now because there'd be junkies in Hillbilly's. And I'm like, all right. And then the other one pipes up and says, she's from Dublin.
There's junkies everywhere up there.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
So I was like, oh, this is what Cork people think of people from Dublin. Anyway, I had a laugh. It was all good. Went on stage, chatting to them. And there's a woman from Dublin who's in the audience. And I said, how long have you been here? 25 years. I'm like, wow.
Okay, so 25 years in Cork.
In Cork. And I'm thinking, and she's from Talla. Obviously, when she says that, there's a bit of tension in the room.
Why?
There's always tension. Anytime someone says they're from Talla, you can feel the energy shift. Everyone goes,
It's palpable. That a hangover from back in the day when Talla had all the problems? Now we're talking, that's a long time ago.
When I lived there, probably. It was just a
drug problem.
Yeah, it was just a massive place with a huge population and no resources didn't have the shop, didn't have the
didn't
hospital.
Didn't have the buses.
Didn't have the buses at all. So I thought, oh, that's quite interesting. You know, she's in Cork 25 years. She's a dope. And I thought, oh, this will be a nice thing now before we kind of get into the material. I said to her, well, what can you tell me about Cork people that I wouldn't know from just visiting here? Because I'm thinking she's living here 25 years. She must have made a real connection with Cork and the people of Cork.
Psychologist head on her there.
But I just thought, this is what I, you know, the way all the stuff's going through her head. I said, she'll give us a lovely line now and then we can all start the show. Like Cork and Dublin United, let's have a brilliant night. And I was like, anything you can tell us about Cork, people wouldn't know. And she just goes, chip on their shoulder. Fucking hell.
Wow. To the whole room full of cork people.
Well, she helped you. Started vibrating.
She helped you. What a launch. Okay, everybody. Jokes.
I mean, I had to say to her, I'm sorry, you're on your own. I was like, I'll
and also,
to-
as we all know, there isn't a sinner in Cork with a chip on their shoulder. They're the most confident people we've ever met. That's why they believe it's the capital city of Ireland.
So
there's no chips down there.
I couldn't believe that she said that.
So know, funny.
I know, I didn't see her after the show, so I hope she made it home okay.
What do you mean?
I think they're
that
good.
Sounded very.
I think
hope
they
she made it home okay.
No, I
got
think
me henchmen after.
I no, not my henchmen, but I think the rest of the audience went after. Like,
don't be ridiculous.
No, but it was.
But she was getting the cold shoulder.
She was getting the cold shoulder. She was getting two
God
cold
love
shoulders.
You now. That's not the start you want. Christ, it's desperate when that happens. You get off on the wrong foot and you've 75 minutes ahead of you. You're working your arse off. You know, you won't be asking that clever question again.
I won't be fucking asking that clever question again.
Big tick. God love you.
Now, can you do Cork accent?
That's a great question. Yeah. Can I do a Cork accent? Well, like, see, there's lots of different Cork accents, isn't there? You know what I mean? I know different people from Cork and they all speak quite differently. Did I do Cork there?
I think so. Jeez, we need
bad.
Someone from Cork.
I think that wasn't too bad.
How would I do a Cork accent?
Think about the Cork people. Did you know? Okay, so for example, I could try and do Laura O'Mahony. There's Valora.
Okay.
Yeah, there's Valora.
Deirdre. Would she say your name like that?
Deirdre. And she's very strong, isn't she? She's strong, Laura. So that's probably why I can do. Anyway, that's why I have to think of specific people.
Oh, that's good. I don't think I can do it. Will I try
it? Go on there, give it a go.
Oh,
who do you know from Cork?
Bart loads from of people, loads of comedians.
Think of another comic. Well, then you see Chris Kent. Now, Chris Kent. Okay, let's do a bit of Chris. You'd have to tell one of his jokes, probably, because Chris is all much more one tone. Isn't he? He's much softer, kind of just the one
kids
tone.
Party.
It'd be a much flatter accent. Wouldn't it be a much flatter accent? Straighter like that than Laura's? Like that? Huh? Would that be Chris there
you
now?
Know, that sounds a bit like Chris. You see, do
thank
you know
you. I'm delighted with myself. Let's keep playing this game.
Oh,
who else?
Fuck. Hang on. We have a ball here.
Then
now.
There's Cornelius. Cornelius, the comic. Con.
Now, I find see, this
she's just interrupting
problem.
Me. I'm waiting for loads of praise there because I thought they were quite good impressions.
I'm panicking. I find Irish accents almost harder than some English accents because I feel like with a lot of English accents, I've heard them more from telly.
Okay, so Irish accents panic you?
They panic me because I haven't heard them as much.
No, that's right, you see, because, love, you haven't gotten out of Dublin.
Because we never holidayed.
Because you got pregnant at 18.
No, but this is the reason. Family, we never went on, we never did holidays around the country.
Did
we
you go, nowhere. Where did you go? Corktown, you went to Corktown.
Yeah, but I was a teenager. And that was my family's
mama.
And
also, there's no big strong accent in Corktown, is
it? No, it's full of dubs.
You were hanging out with the dubs anyway. You weren't hanging out with the Wexford, because there is an accent in Wexford. Wexford people. That's actually quite difficult.
Oh, Wexford people. No, they
really
say
hard. I had a friend from Gorey. I used to say Gorey. And I used to be able to get into the Gorey, but I've forgotten it now.
Queer. They say queer a lot. Queer loud.
What's that word? Queer? Oh, was that queer? Queer loud?
Yeah, queer loud.
Queer loud. Oh, yeah. Okay, move on. It's getting embarrassing.
Oh,
she's
okay.
She's picking out accents out of a bowl.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Yorkshire.
Well, you see, I'm not sure. What show was based in Yorkshire?
Yorkshire.
Oh, yeah,
Deirdre.
Yorkshire. Deirdre. I'd be called Deirdre.
Deirdre. Oh, you Deirdre. Would be called Deirdre.
I'm called Deirdre quite a lot.
She's drinking, what are you drinking? Cappuccino?
Latte.
No, that's called Manchester now. Yorkshire.
You see, I'm trying. I can't place it in my head. I'd have to listen to a
like,
show or a person.
Is it like Emmerdale or is there?
Well, actually, now Michael Parkinson. Do you remember Michael Parkinson?
Yes,
he had a lovely Yorkshire accent. Very, very. I can't do it. It's just too
now,
gentle.
Is
I
a Yorkshire
can't,
accent? Now then, now that, no,
no. Now then, now then, now then, was Jimmy Savile, Emma?
Oh fuck!
Now okay, then, now on. Then, now then.
Moving
and actually, on. Where was he from? Yeah. Oh, Laura's face. She's just going, you're actually asking me to look where Jimmy Savile was from. No.
Look at this.
Southern Belle. Oh, well, I can do Southern Belle now because I have been watching Leanne Morgan on Instagram. Have you seen Leanne Morgan? Here I go. Selling tickets to another comedian. Kudos. Anyway, she has just exploded. She is a Southern Belle. She is hilarious. You will adore her.
I know her. Hysterical. Yeah, I know her.
She's all over my Instagram feed. I mean, once I hit into one of her reels, that was it.
Oh, she is all over Instagram.
She is so fun, but her accent is so strong. I cannot believe. I'm like, oh my God, you are gifted with that accent because everything she says is funny because of this accent. It's a little bit like Chris Rock.
Yeah,
you know, like it's like, oh my God, like you're Southern everything you Bill. Say. It's going to be funny because your accent is so extreme.
And whereabouts in America is the Southern Belle accent?
Texas, Tennessee, low. Southern Texas.
Louisiana. Yeah. Oh, like Britney.
I am from, yeah, she is just amazing. I just cannot stop listening to her.
Do they
crit?
What
her,
do they? What?
And my darling boy, and my and their little references and her little phrases, and my baby, my baby's gone to this school.
My baby
and my
child,
boy, and my
good
boy,
Lord,
was,
and my, the Lord,
and that
yeah.
darling girl, and she is so beautiful. Yeah,
praise be,
and she was talking about her teenagers, and we were terrified of her. She terrified us. 4 years, but they come back. They come back. Don't you panic now. But we were terrified of her. So funny. Anyway, do you know what I'm loving as well about her? Like this woman, I recently saw on her page, she's on the Forbes 50 over 50.
Oh, wow.
That's much more interesting than
much more
20 to watch under 20 or 30. 50 over 50 is very cool, isn't it?
Well, I saw, you know, that... Is the movie, is it Abigail? It's like an Irish horror thriller.
What tangent is she going off on now?
You know where I'm going. Oh,
okay,
and
okay.
The girl who plays Abigail in this horror, she's like 12.
She's
14? Very talented girl. She's an Irish actor, but she's on the top 20 under 20.
I think she's the top
30 under 30. 30 under 30 of what list? Like where? But what are we talking about? Vanity Fair? Or?
She played Matilda.
Oh, Matilda, I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, I met her. Yeah. Of course I did, at the IFTAs. I gave her
godmother or something, right?
No, I took a photograph with her.
But she's in the top, like, what? But she's just a child.
Yeah,
she's very good and talented and all the rest, but she is childlike.
Yeah, well, I suppose if you're going to get chosen to play Matilda,
like, what about
it's
her?
Iconic.
Give her mom the fucking award. She's putting,
oh, yeah,
she's washing her clothes.
She reared her.
Yeah. Come on now.
gave the child a bit of confidence and a bit of talent, yeah.
And she's
got
been
her to that audition. Throw her,
she's been
her,
bringing her to all the auditions, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But anyway, I think 50 over 50 is really interesting because now that's like, okay, these are people. This woman, Leanne Morgan, she's only made it in the last couple of years. Like, she's been a comic, I think, for quite a while, but she's only risen to stardom literally in the last 2 years, and she cannot believe it's happened. I just cannot believe this is happening to me. And I'm on Forbes 50 over 50. And I'm just so grateful to all you listeners. And I love what I do. And I'm telling jokes and I love what I do. And all that.
But I need to hear these stories because, you know, more and more I'm finding with comedy or whatever, like most people doing it are actually good.
By the way, what do you mean? The people who are breaking through.
Yeah, but I mean, there's so many people who are doing comedy who are good, but then it's just every so often people get the opportunity to like break through.
Ah, yeah, but that's the point, isn't
it?
That's like everything. There's good and then there's next level. And you have to be next level. To sell a ticket on your, you have to break through to sell a ticket on your own name.
Yeah.
That's the ambition, isn't it? For,
yeah.
Well, actually, maybe that's not true. Some people enjoy just probably being a jobbing comic, making a living out of clubs. That's, you love what you're doing, and that's enough. That is enough for some people, probably.
Yeah.
I always just presumed that
the dream was
to get out of that and cross over into theaters. But I'm not sure, though, am I? Because some people don't want to perform for an hour. You know, do you know what I mean? If you become a club comic, you can do, like, some people are just excellent at doing 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought, it was a different skill to hold an audience for 70 yes. minutes than it was to hold an audience for 30.
Yes, it is different.
It is different. I don't know why I got into the detail of that. It's so boring.
Is she coming to Ireland?
But if she is coming, you and I, we are going to see her.
Front row centre.
Front row centre. We'll be there.
Praise God.
Praise God. And she is just hilarious.
And I'll say she thanks the Lord for her blessings.
I tell you what she does. Her husband is the butt of virtually every joke she tells.
Lovely.
Now, I took great pleasure in telling my fill of that, because every now and again, you know, I get the, oh, Jesus, the butt of every joke. And in fairness, as I've said to every member of my family, I'm sorry now, lads, but you are all fair game.
So, no, exactly. And
you're all fair game.
I tell you what pisses me off. Sometimes I hear people say, oh, if, you know, making jokes about your partner, oh, like that old fucking trope. That's coming from people who haven't been with someone for like over 15 years. Fucking come back to me then, you
come
tick.
Back then. 100%. You come back when you're 20 years down the road.
Like, fuck
come
off.
Yeah.
If you've lived with somebody for that long,
yeah.
even platonically, and you're not ripping the piss out of them.
Totally.
Fuck off.
Totally. And also, a good bit of it is made up. You know, it's not all.
It's not, well, it's heightened. Embellished.
It's embellished. Yeah. It's heightened. All of that. But anyway, I did take great pleasure in saying,
yes.
Steve, you want to listen to this woman? Her entire show, the hour is about her husband. The entire thing.
The
because
thing.
He is very passive and she is very active in the world and he just makes a lot of money, but he does nothing else. He goes to work and he makes money, but he comes home, sits in front of the telly. Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, they're happy out in
oh,
that.
Oh, dear Lord. She's like, oh, my God.
They are happy out. Do you know?
I'm so good at doing Leanne Morgan. I can't stop now.
Just keep going.
I would like
with
to
it.
Just. I just think what a blessing to have an accent like that.
Yeah,
so
but
strong.
The fact that it's happened to her a little bit later
it's
in life, she can enjoy
the,
it.
It's the same as the Newcastle accent. Like, to me, you're instantly funny if you've got a great Geordie
yes.
accent.
Yes. Fuck, I could do it a better
it's
accent.
Such a gift.
Night.
Well, you've got a nice accent.
Abroad,
I don't.
If I go abroad,
I don't have
like
an
that.
Accent at all. I'm.
No, but you do.
I don't. I've got. Don't, I'm considered. Nobody would be able to place where I'm from in the country. I'll just keep talking so
yeah,
that you can try and identify
yeah.
a county. You can't.
Well, that's
it's,
yeah. That's
it's
true.
Pretty
it's
neutral.
Neutral.
It's a neutral.
It's
accent.
Not a bad thing. Then.
Now I've become more Dublin in your company.
Have you?
Oh yeah, definitely. I pick up inflections and all, and I think I'm a bit more Dublin on stage. Weirdly,
I am as well.
And yeah.
when I'm irate about something. I get a bit more dub.
Yeah.
Get a bit
when
more.
When you're raging.
Yeah. Fucking rage. Yeah, yeah. When I'm fucking raging about stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what my fella did to me the other day? And I was fucking raging when I was in Cork. I just, this week has been, like, no, it's been a good week, but there's just been a lot of, there's been a lot of parenting stuff, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not bad, but you know what I mean?
Oh,
just
yeah.
like, you know,
I
when you have one of those weeks.
Yeah.
And I was in Cork and I rang him to see how everything was, and he was like, Tommy has a temperature and he wasn't feeling well.
Get the paracetamol in quick. Yeah.
So he gave, you know, he gave him the Calpol and all that, and I said to him, oh, but sure, he keeps getting up so early. I was like, he probably just needs good rest. What does he say? He says, oh no, it's more than that. No, he definitely, like, he has a virus, he's sick. And I was like, that was your opportunity to fucking lie to me now so I wouldn't be worrying while I was away, you tick.
Yeah.
So then what did I do? I had to get up early and just head home because I couldn't settle.
No, Emma, no, I've been there.
And I went into the chat. I got home from Cork. I went into the chat.
Sometimes you're getting the car.
I know. Well, I knew he was asleep. So I said, okay, fine. And then when I got home.
Do you think this happens to the male comics who have wives at home? Do you think that they're unsettled if they have a child who has a temperature and that they're getting up early in the morning to drive back? Are they? Fuck.
No,
not at all.
And do you know what I did? I got home from Cork and I went straight to his room and I started feeling his head and his stomach to see how he was. And the child was still asleep and I woke up.
He didn't. I know, but like you see, straight away you're just thinking meningitis. Like you're just going straight to 100. Catastrophic thinking. Straight to 100. Check this out now.
I tell you my theory.
If the husband as well is saying, no, it's more. Like they're sick. and you're not there.
Oh, was
like, what are you going to do? I can't dive down that child's throat now because I'm not there.
I had to assess the situation. Did I ever tell you about my theory about mother's intuition?
No, but I do think it's a real thing. I do think that our intuition, you know, in fairness, I will say this to Steve. He always let me make the decisions. If kids were sick, it was me who would decide what we were doing. Whether we were going to hospital or weren't. We're not, apart from the two times you had to deal with near deaths.
Yeah, but I know what you mean.
Apart from that, generally speaking, I'd be going, no, this is what needs to happen. We do this, or, you know.
And that's we'll see how he is in the morning, or let's go and get this sorted now.
That is what it is. That is a mother's intuition, right?
But I have this theory that...
They're a father's intuition.
No, but my theory that... my theory
you're very clear on that. No.
Well, not to the same extent, but my theory...
they hate us if they're listening to men to that. Going, that's not fair.
Oh, I know. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, we're...
I do
it's
think
not like
they
I,
hand that over to us. I do think they trust...
Yeah, like I think like we are, you know, we are like, it even pains me to say the word, but like we are a partnership. It's not like I'm doing fucking everything and he's just sitting on the couch. That's
obviously
not how it works.
No, he's taking out the bins.
He's taking out the bins or whatever.
If he isn't, what a brick.
But I think the mother, I think the mother's intuition bit is like, you know, when you say, oh, I knew that's what was happening, but you have thought of every scenario. That when you think about it, when your child coughs, you're like, oh, that's just a cough. Oh, he just needs some water. Was it something yet? And then you start going, oh, it's the tonsils. No, it's not the tonsils. It's, let me just check, is he a rash? I think I saw a bit of a fucking rash. You're going into places. Is his face swollen? Fucking hell.
Under the chicken pox, is there a tooth in? I know, it's just, And so you just acquire a lot of knowledge as well.
But you've thought of every scenario. You've thought of every scenario. So then when you find out what it was, you're like, oh yeah, I thought that. Because you've gone through everything. Every time I see a white van,
Did you give him hell because you got up early and drove back? Or
I said nothing. But I know he didn't do
you
it.
You said nothing.
Like,
you just thought, I'll keep that in now. I'll let Deirdre know about it. When I get into the pod, I'll offload that tension.
I know. But even if I, you see, if I'd said it to him, he would have just said to me, but sure, if I hadn't told you, you would have been fucking raging. And I would have said yes.
Was it before you went on stage or after?
After, in fairness.
Okay.
In fairness.
That's good. Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, he didn't. It's not like he texted me out of the blue to tell me.
Not that it would make any difference. You still have to go on. The things I've heard before I went on stage mind blown. Yes.
Fucking yeah, so. But look, I had to get that out of my fucking system.
Yeah, well done.
What were we talking about before? I've gone on a total.
What were we talking about before? Laura, any ideas? Accents. Oh, you were doing accents. Oh, another one of us there. We went down the Leanne Morgan Road and I just cannot help all that bear.
Canadian.
Yeah, she's so funny.
Can you do Canadian?
Canadian. Sure, that's not even distinctive. Like it's... Everybody says to Canadians, are you American? And
are you American?
No, Canadian. You know, like...
They just say a boot.
Boot. That sounded quite Scottish to me.
So, well, I should know. My sister-in-law is Canadian.
Okay.
So just, I can hear it in certain words.
I've got first cousins who are Canadian and I still can't.
Like to us, to our ear, it's an American accent.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what it is? It's not the accent. It's when you see them wearing the jeans and the jumper, you're like, they're Canadian.
Isn't Nova Scotia Canada?
Yes.
They have a, what's the word I'm looking for now? Percentage of the population in Nova Scotia sound Irish. Have actually got Irish accents.
Oh, is this Newfoundland?
And in fact, there's a Canadian comic called Mark Critch. Oh, I've got it all wrong. It's Newfoundland. Sorry, where's Nova Scotia? Is that not in Newfoundland? Oh God, here we go. House of Games buzz. You've got that all wrong. This is like a House of Games moment.
Yeah.
Nova Scotia. By the way, Jimmy Savile is from Leeds, which is... Oh, God, Jimmy Savile is from Leeds. Not that everybody needed to know, but just to, you know, let you know. Melvin, Melvin, Melvin.
I can't believe.
But is it the same area of the world?
Yeah, it's Canada.
Yeah, it's Canada. And is it not down near Newfoundland, off the coast of?
I'm
salvaging myself here. Look at me salvaging myself. Just tell me that Nova Scotia is off the coast of Newfoundland. Would that be right?
Just tell her, Laura. She needs this.
I'm trying.
Just tell her.
Very close. Thank you, God. Anyway, they speak with Irish accents. I actually made a balls of an audition that I should have got. It's upsetting me, actually.
Was this ages ago?
No.
Oh.
It was a year ago. I didn't make a balls of it. I think I was quite close to getting it, actually.
Right. Was it in person?
I'll never know. No, of course not, because they were in Newfoundland.
Oh, yeah.
It was a self-tape for a sitcom, really nicely written sitcom.
What was the sitcom?
By a Canadian comic called Mark Critch. I can't think of the title of it. It's doing very well. It keeps popping up and it's doing very well.
No.
And the thing was, I think they asked me because that part of Newfoundland, they sound Irish. So the mother sounded Irish. But I think when I did the self-tape, I just couldn't keep it quite as me. I didn't trust that. I thought it needed a little bit of Newfoundland. So I think I threw in a little bit of twang. Yeah, and I'd say I made a balls of it. And I'd have been better off just reading it straight.
No, but I don't think an accent on a self-tape would be the make or break, would it? Because you could always... Well, I suppose, you'd like to have as much of the work done, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. What? I'm raging because they were great characters. I was right first, you know what I mean?
When you felt like, here we go.
And they came looking for me, you know, they knew my work.
Yeah.
They came looking for me. So I knew I was in with the
shite.
Oh, well. Mark Critch follows me online. We follow each other now. He throws me a like every now and again.
You love that, don't you? Throw a like.
I got that from you.
What?
I got that from you. Throw her a like. Throw her a like.
Something very funny about that. We have to go. We're getting booted out of the room.
We have to wrap up. The time flies on this thing. Yeah.
We didn't even get into our lovely review.
No, we had a beautiful review in the Irish Times, thanks to Fiona McCann.
And ironic,
because when we started this podcast, it was the first episode, I believe, was about the very bad review that we'd gotten for Lull. Anyway, beautiful review for
Full
this.
Full circle now.
Full circle.
And you can leave a review too, if you fancy.
Oh, yes, you can. Where did they leave it?
If they subscribe to the podcast, throw us a like and they can leave a review there.
Throw us a like and leave a review, please. Yeah. We'd love
Tell a friend. And I know loads of people are telling their friends.
And follow our Instagram page. That's important, I think.
Because then we can communicate. Yes. It won't just be us chatting to you. You can chat to us.
Keep it tight
on Instagram. Big thank you to our producer, Laura.
Laura Green, legend. She even got a mention in the Irish Times.
She did.
That's how good she is. Yeah. It's very fascinating, isn't it, to see the messages coming in from abroad.
Everywhere.
Like Australia. That girl and the horse in Perth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's very gratifying. You're going, God almighty, there's someone who's loving that in Canada now.
I know when people are saying that they're having to hide their faces or they have to go out for a walk on their own.
And a lot of people in England, all over England, saying when you come here, when you come there. And
so
Scotland,
it's brilliant.
It's amazing. Yeah, keep messaging us. We love doing the messages.
We read them all.
Yeah.
Don't you be worrying about that now.
Legends.
Gorgeous. Thank you very much.
Excellent. We did well there.
Looks like we made it.
Looks like we made it. That was cute.
This podcast is sponsored by Key for Her. To get 20% off your first order, head to keyforher.com and use the code word TIGHT.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.